best. Playhouse of the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. That is what a Flush the Format Friday sounds like. So yesterday we talked to Brittany in The One That Got Away, and she said this.
Rewind! Rewind!
As heard previously on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I'm 27 now, and but when I was 18, I was seeing my high school sweetheart, and his name is Mark. We've been dating all of high school, and each year we were going to different states for college, and he wanted to save the relationship, so he proposed to me with this tiny little ring that I feel like he'd blown, like, most of his money at Walmart or something. And so, of course, I said yes, and we stayed up all night that night talking about me moving with him to school and trying to get in there or vice versa. And he, when we told my parents the next day, my dad chased him out the house. He told me that I had no business getting engaged at 18 and that if either one of us tried to transfer schools, he wouldn't pay for my college. And they basically forced me not to just call off the engagement, but break up with him.
So Mark wasn't somebody that was particularly difficult for us to get a hold of. In fact, it took very little effort on our part. So you guys had a phone conversation. You got to kind of touch base. How did that go? Was it pleasant for you, Brittany?
It was good. It was so weird talking to him, you know, after all this time. But it made me feel like I was in high school again.
So is he single?
He is. He is divorced, actually, which shocked me. Mm. I guess he got married a few years ago because he got his girlfriend at the time pregnant, and it just didn't work out. So they're somewhat recently divorced with a 2-year-old son.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I knew that he would have experiences and do things with his life. He couldn't just pause his life because we weren't together. The son was a surprise, too, but I did always think he would be a good dad.
So are you guys going to talk some more, or is this the end of it?
I think so. I think we'll talk some more. I think he was just caught off guard by, you know, you guys contacting him. But I wanted to reconnect and talk, and the divorce was less than a year ago, so I don't think he'd be ready for anything romantic right now anyway. For me, it was good to talk, and I loved hearing the sound of his voice. Knowing that he's been married and divorced, has a son, it certainly makes it a lot more serious if we were, you know, going to try anything new.
So other than that, like, how are things going with him? Does he have a good job?
He has an all right job. Turns out he dropped out of college 3 years in because he didn't think he was ever going to get through anyway. Which is disappointing to hear, but he's managed to do all right for himself. He owns a home, if that says anything.
Okay. Well, you know what? At least you got to touch base with him, see what's going on in his life. You know, maybe it'll turn into something more, maybe it won't, but I think it's good that you reestablish that connection. And you know, listen, if you guys do end up talking more and it turns into something, we'd certainly like to hear about it.
Yeah. Actually, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I was wondering if there's people who have dated anyone recently divorced or had some words of warning or anything. Like, how soon is too soon to date after that type of situation?
Well, and I suppose, too, the fact that he has a kid, maybe that changes people's timeline, too, if they call and give you some advice.
Exactly.
Well, listen, I think we could probably do that for you if you just want to listen. I'm sure we can get some feedback on the radio for you here in the next couple minutes.
Yes, I would love that. I really would.
Okay. So for anyone that has maybe been there on either side of it, Brittany essentially needs advice on dating someone who is somewhat recently divorced, and certainly factor in the fact that he does have a very young son. If you have some thoughts for her, 237 hits, or you can text 35270.
The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Happy Friday. So an hour from now, about 8:30 this morning, win them before you can buy them tickets to Matt Nathanson and Gavin DeGraw with Mary Lambert. They're coming to Fargo in July, and we have a pair of tickets before you can even buy them at 8:30 this morning. And then if you just rather buy them, that's actually this morning as well. 10 a.m. those go on sale. Details, y94.com. So The One That Got Away started yesterday on the show, and we concluded it today. If you missed any of it, we will podcast it here after the show at y94.com. So Brittany really liked this guy years ago. It didn't work out. He actually proposed. But family kind of stepped in and said, don't do it. You're too young. Fast forward 9-10 years here. And now they've reconnected. They've talked. Well, over the past couple of years, Mark has had a lot happen in his life, including a short marriage and divorce, and also has a young son. I think was it 1 or 2 years old, something like that. A very young son out of that relationship as well. So before we close things out in the one that got away with Brittany, she said, well, you know what? I've never done this before, but I know other people have. What are some rules of thumb, do's and don'ts, advice on dating someone who is recently divorced? This is a very, very recent thing. I think she said within months. So maybe you've been there on either side of it. There is a kid involved, a very young boy. Any advice for her? At 237 hits, you can text 35270. What were you thinking?
As far as advice, I'm a divorcee, and it really basically depends on the circumstances for the divorce. For me, it was all my wife's fault. So for me, it was fairly easy to get back in, but obviously they have a kid, so it's a little more difficult. But my advice for her would just be kind of take it slow. Don't try pushing them into anything. Just kind of be there for them throughout it. And if it's meant to be, it'll happen.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in. As you guys peek at the text club, are we seeing quite a bit of stuff there already?
Yeah. I'm dating a divorced man. Him and his wife were separated a year before he was ready to date. It all depends on the individual. He also has 2 young boys. It was about 9 months before I met his son with the ex-wife. You have to be patient. Somebody else says, tell her to take her time. She doesn't want to be a rebound, and she doesn't want to be a temporary fill-in. I did that when it ended, and I was crushed because I didn't even consider those possibilities. Get to know each other again and build a friendly foundation first.
Brittany from The One That Got Away is looking for advice that maybe you have from experience even on dating someone who is very recently, within months, divorced. What were you thinking?
Well, I'm actually in a very similar situation.
Okay.
So I have a man that I love more than anything in the world. And we dated when I was probably almost close to a year right out of high school during college.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to be together forever. And I moved with him out of state. And then it just didn't work out. And we both ended up marrying other people. And last June, he's divorced, I'm divorced, and we got back together after 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's fantastic. It's amazing. And both of us, you know, for me, I felt like I was kind of at the finishing gate with kids because my daughter just turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
But he has 2 younger boys. And I was a little hesitant because I was like, oh, I finally made it to the end, you know, and now getting in this relationship, I was like, what am I going to do with 2 younger kids? You know, I really was ready to be done with that.
Right.
But after being involved with him and his boys, and they're in sports, and it was kind of like I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. It kind of revitalizes your life.
Sure.
And I am so thankful that I have these younger kids in my life because I'm, you know, coming up on my 30-10. And I'm just thankful because I'm like, what would I do without these boys in my life? I'm just very thankful for it.
Great. You know, awesome phone call. Thank you so much for calling in with your experience. Now, Maggie, this is also on the Playhouse Facebook page. What are we seeing there?
Somebody said, one word, don't. Trust me, he's not ready. Go for it. Everyone needs a rebound. And no reason to avoid him because he's divorced. There's many reasons he could have gotten divorced. Maybe one date and then try and find out why he got divorced. Take it from there.
Can I ask a completely different question? Because if they're each interested and they get together, that's awesome. Good for Brittany and Mark. But maybe we could ask a different question that she didn't ask. And I think this is probably also an important one to ask. What do you have for advice, Playhouse family, for someone who enters a relationship with somebody who has very young children? He's got a 2-year-old son. What are some do's and don'ts with that? Now, I know there's people that have been in that situation. Completely different question. What is advice for people entering a relationship with somebody who has a very young kid with somebody else? Maybe a couple kids.
And especially if you have no experience with this is not going to be like any relationship that you can expect. There's going to be, I mean, her situation, she may think she knows who he is and what he's about. Yep. That could have all changed as soon as he has kids. So I don't know if she understands what she'd be getting into.
She doesn't have children. He's got a 2-year-old son. What would be advice there for people in that situation? And I know there's experiences out there. 237 hits, you can text 35270. Advice for someone entering a relationship with somebody who has kids when they don't. And Shakira in Flush Format Friday is next.
Turn it up! This is where it's at.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Wake up!
Get on up! Y94.
7:40 in the morning, 33 degrees in the valley, Y94, the number one hit music station. So Monday morning, we kick off a new contest here on the Morning Playhouse. We become the Morning Pay House. What we're going to do at 8:15 every single weekday morning starting Monday is we got this game board, this Payhouse game board that you can download at Y94.com. And it's very much like the old match game. You flip over a couple of squares, you make a match, you win the prize. And in this case, it is dollar amounts. Ranging from like $20 all the way up to $1,000. You can win up to $1,000 in the Morning Playhouse Payhouse starting Monday morning. It'll be pretty cool. And if you don't get through, you're not caller 9 when we do it at 8:15, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever the case might be. You follow along, you mark off on your game board. Hopefully you're listening anyway, so you're just writing down as you listen. And then if you get through in the future, you know what some of the squares are. Very much like the match game. We've kind of done a similar thing before. I think we'll have fun with it. That starts 8:15 Monday morning here on the Playhouse. And it'll be fun because you can listen to how many times I butcher trying to say Payhouse instead of Playhouse. I only say Playhouse about 1 million times a day. It's going to be fun trying to say something very similar. I'm going to be a little tongue-tied. So we had Brittany on a little while ago in the conclusion to The One That Got Away. And actually, I'm splitting her question into two separate topics. Now, we just did a little while ago advice for dating recent divorcees. But let's change it to something else. What would be dating advice you would give to someone dating a single parent? She doesn't have children. He has a young son, 2 years old. Maybe you've been in a very similar situation where you dated a single parent and you're like, oh, I have some do's and don'ts, rules of thumb, words of wisdom from somebody that's been there. Or maybe you are a single parent that has been or is currently dating and you've seen mistakes people have made that just drove you nuts. Whatever side of it you're on, I think advice for someone dating single parents is a good question. What were you thinking?
As far as the kids go, if you're going to date somebody that has children, you need to be prepared to come second or third to the children, because if you go into it thinking that it's all about you and it's all about him and just the two of you, it's never going to work. Children have to always come first.
So be prepared to be number two is kind of the message you're sending. That's good advice. Thank you so much. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Certainly, you can hop on the Morning Playhouse Facebook page as well. Right, as far as texts go, what's popping in there?
Somebody says, my experience is that it was very hard. The main problem was he was always scared of things getting too serious. He kept saying he wasn't looking to get married again. It's hard with someone who is afraid of falling in love again and whose first priority is his children. I was probably too young to understand and see my place in the relationship. Another says, don't try to be a mom. He has a mom and dad, probably isn't looking for her to take his bio mom's place. Be patient. The toughest part is the kids are getting used to a life where mom and dad are separate. You have to realize that children will probably not like you for a while. It can be hard because you feel like you are failing. You have to understand it from the child's perspective.
Advice for dating a single parent. Maybe you've been in a situation on one side of that. Maybe you were the single parent. Thoughts on it? 237, it's text 35270, or you can hop on the Playhouse Facebook page.
Zero, Rat, and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I'm
just
laughing.
Y94. Beyonce, Jay-Z, Drunken Love. Playhouse in the morning, Zero, Rat, Maggie, Y94, the number one hit music station. 8:30 this morning, win them before they print them tickets to Matt Nathanson and Gavin DeGraw. Though they are getting printed, I suppose, this morning. They go on sale at 10 a.m. But you can have our last pair of tickets before you can buy them. And then after that, we just have to call them tickets, not before you can buy them tickets. Because you could buy them, theoretically, after 10, I suppose. So, Brittany, get advice for her and really anybody that's in this situation. Advice on dating a single parent. Now, maybe you're the person that did that, or maybe you were actually the single parent in the situation. And in that experience, you learn some do's and don'ts, and you have some words of wisdom for somebody that might potentially be entering that situation where they don't have kids, but the person they're looking at does. What was your thought?
Those last two text messages that Rat just read are pretty much correct. I went through that myself, and now, well, back in 2008, I was dating someone that had three little rugrats, and now we've been married for damn near 5 years.
Hey, there we go. Thank you so much for calling in. Now, Rat, I'd be curious to know what else is in the text club, but then also what you said.
Well, and the previous one was the person who admitted that they had kind of screwed up the relationship because they always wanted to put themselves first, and they didn't realize the kids come first. And kind of a lot of people echoing that same idea. What you need to know is the relationship between the two of you is the first hurdle. Once things are comfortable, then you can work on a relationship with the kids. If you rush and try to do both in the beginning, it will fail. Form the relationship connection between the two of you, then work from there. Another one saying, don't get jealous when he has his kid and doesn't want to go out or have you over. He needs father-son time. Don't be pushy. So I think that's one of the biggest pieces of advice is people saying, you know what? Don't always think about yourself. He's got other people to think about before he can think about you.
You know what I think is probably a really good piece of advice, and I'm shocked that I haven't seen a form of this come in. It is a different kind of relationship, and it's something you have to be prepared for. And if you don't think you can handle it, if it's not something that you really want, don't do it. Don't enter that. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that they have a kid, because they do, and they're not going anywhere. If it's something you can't handle, don't bother. If you have questions, doubts about entering a relationship like that, don't do it, because it's not fair to anybody. Especially if you're trying to have like a serious relationship. Don't do it. If you can't, don't. It is different. Hi.
I have actually been the single parent dating, and I think people have to remember when they're going into that situation that it's a package deal. You know, there's no way of getting around the kid not being there. I mean, yes, it's going to take time, but you need to remember that it's a package deal. If you like the person, then you have to, you know, go through the ups and downs with the kid.
You know what? And thank you for calling. You about took the words out of my tongue. That's not really that hot. Words out of my mouth, I suppose. Or out of my tongue. Either way. Hi.
Yes. I went through the same thing. I started dating someone with a young daughter. I think the most important thing is she needs to be very, very patient. She needs to make sure she's not going to try to replace his mom, because that's not what she's there for. And then she needs to be willing and open to advice from his actual mom with helping with raising, because that's essentially what she'll be doing if the relationship ends up in marriage. So the most important thing is not threatening his actual mom, because that will make everything go smoother, and that will make definitely her life a lot easier.
Cool. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate the advice this morning. Been talking about it. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Facebook, Twitter, that certainly works too. At Y94 Playhouse is our Twitter. Advice on dating a single parent. Write some more of those texts.
Somebody says, do not do it. Baby mama will make your lives a living hell. It only gets worse as the kids get older, because then they feel like they don't have to listen to you. Another says, it is very hard and sometimes it downright sucks. I always encourage him to be a good dad, but at the same time, just because you don't have children doesn't mean your feelings, hopes, and dreams aren't valid. It's finding a balance. Best advice, be an adult and stay down to earth. Don't be a high-maintenance, selfish girl. Somebody else says, just know that there are lots of pitfalls. Always be ready, because there's a good chance you will say or do something wrong. It's about how you act after you do something wrong. Just because you dated doesn't mean the same as someone with kids. Never talk bad about the mom. And somebody else says, let him choose when they meet. Don't push the subject.
Now, as you kind of rattle around in your own brain, peek at the text club, Maggie the Love Doctor, did we hit everything or is there something you want to emphasize? What do you want to grab there?
No, next? I think it was all good. I think it's going to take time for mm-hmm. them to get used to. I mean, the kid's pretty young, so it might not be as hard because he's younger and he's, you mm-hmm. know, it'll be a little easier to get used to. But I think don't be pushy with it and don't be jealous when he just needs his dad sun time.
Don't get in the way of dad right. sun time. Maggie the Love Doctor, you always have those gems sitting over there. You just lob them out there into the world. Like, here's my little gem of genius into the universe. More Flush Format Friday on the way. If there's advice you think somebody missed, certainly continue it on the Morning Playhouse Facebook page. And we do have it posted up there as well. News and Y90 forecasts on the way as well. Get down,
put your hands up to the sound. The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Get up,
Y94.